I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Well, here's to truth in advertising. Open the website for Jason Bourne, and what pops up is a nonstop loop of riots, raging fires, car chases, car crashes, and hand-to-hand combat intercut with occasional shots of Matt Damon's scowling countenance. Loops are by definition nonstop, and the only way you can get rid of this one is to close the window. For better or worse, though, for worse or worser, it's a truthful trailer. The movie puts its hero through a much longer loop of heavy-duty punishment, intercut with endless sequences of omniscient electronic surveillance. Bourne used to be an amnesiac. Now he remembers who he is, but this latest episode of the franchise forgot to make him human. Instead of using the last pieces of his self-discovery to open him up, the film makes him more tightly shut down than ever. He's a relentlessly grim avenger who wants to expose yet another evil program being hatched by a CIA that aspires to full-spectrum surveillance. That means watching everyone all the time. The chases are exciting up to a point. The director, Paul Greengrass, is a virtuoso filmmaker, but the action stuff wears very thin very quickly, and the film spends an absurd amount of time on people tracking Bourne from halfway around the world via the usual satellites, CCT cameras, and magically efficient facial recognition technology, and giving his pursuers turn-by-turn directions that Waze users could only dream of. If you want to be generous toward the screenplay that Greengrass wrote with the film's editor, Christopher Rouse, it's a sampling of themes ripped from the headlines or from classic films. Cyber warfare, Edward Snowden, The Terminator, the villain drives a destructo truck, The Manchurian Candidate, the cybersecurity conflict between personal privacy and public safety. There's a Silicon Valley character, a sort of Steve Zuckerberg Gates, who's been in bed with the CIA and wants to climb out. If you're not feeling generous, and I went over to the not side after less than an hour, it's a collection of clichés that the pumped-up editing has turned into a two-hour version of a 100-yard dash. Matt Damon is, as always, a strong presence. It's remarkable that he can do such a buoyant man on Mars and such a glum Jason Bourne. Alicia Vikander, taking over where Joan Allen left off, lacks Allen's steeliness, but she's appealingly ambiguous. Julia Stiles is back, and welcome as always, as Nikki Parsons. Tommy Lee Jones, as the CIA director, has been made up to look like a cross between Lucifer and Nixon, and he does his airy authority number with airy authority. He also gets and earns what is, by my count, the only laugh in the whole film. You don't go to a Bourne movie to laugh, of course, but neither do you go to get worn down. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with